Blog Talk Radio.
Another day in Zion, and we thank and praise God for this opportunity to be here and to be in a state, praise the Lamb of God, of the land of the living, with life, health, and strength. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and I am on a different mic system, so my voice may sound a little distorted, but know that we are here, praise the Lamb of God, with the capabilities to be able to continue to do the show as normal. I bless God for each of you for tuning in, chiming in, calling in. Praise the Lamb. What a wonderful show we had on yesterday. Praise the Lord. I'm just excited about the people of God and how they're coming out and able to get on the show and talk and share. Praise the Lamb of God. Iron sharpens iron, and that's what we want to do on PSM Live, is make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that people understand, praise the Lamb of God, what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. We are prophetic people called to a prophetic culture to live a prophetic life. that we might be able to hear and experience God on a level, praise the Lamb of God, that no one else generation-wise has ever experienced before us. I thank God that my ears are in tune to God and that I listen to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God as he leads and directs me in the way that we should go. Boy, what a miracle service we had last night. OMG, praise the Lamb of God. The second Tuesday night at our hour of power, I was unable, praise the Lamb of God, to deliver the word of God to the people. I was unable, my God, to share a word with them because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that the presence of the Lord was so strong and he led us in a totally different way that released miracles in our service on last night. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I wish I could transplant all of you into our sanctuary on Tuesday night so that you can experience what we have been experiencing. I have made up my mind if there's nobody there but me, I'm going to go in that place, praise the Lamb of God, for the hour of power because of the presence, praise the Lamb of God, and the power of God that has met us there. And so much, praise the Lamb of God, that has gone on, hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, there is no God like our God, hallelujah. The way he has moved, the thing he has done for us there in activating, imparting, praise the Lamb of God, downloading his spirit. We have seen demonic presence, praise the Lamb of God, possession would be a better word, demons being cast out. We have saw so much activity of God, praise the Lamb of God, across this summer. I'm talking about just across this summer until it is phenomenal. People of God, yes, I'm excited because God does not have to do the things that he do, neither does he have to move in the way that he's moving. But he is moving by his spirit, hallelujah, and I am rejoicing in him. Boy, oh boy, my co-host has signed in, I see. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl Saunders, is this you?
Yes, sir. How are you, Apostle?
Man, I'm on high again, man. I tell you, boy, last night, we had a time. What a time we had. And I tell you, that time was an awesome time. An awesome time we had. Praise the Lamb of God there at the Truth Church in our power. Prophet Daryl, two Tuesday nights, praise the Lamb of God, has gone by. I just dismissed the people last night. I couldn't minister. I could not preach the word, man. I couldn't teach or anything because of the presence and the power of God, praise the Lamb of God, that was there in the service on last night. Praise the Lord. I tell you, you wait till birth and they'll come on here. They'll tell you. The Lord, after praise and worship, praise God, I'm mounted the pulpit. The Lord told me, he said, call the people to the altar. I called the people to the altar. He said, lined them up before you. I did, just following what the Lord was saying. Then the Lord said, I'm going to release miracles on everybody in this sanctuary tonight. All they have to do is tell me the miracle that they want. And they start calling out their miracle to me. One by one, I went through all of them, as many as came to that altar. And let me tell you something, the power of God dropped in there during that session. Praise the Lamb. And it wasn't no whooping, hollering, squalling, rolling in the floor, or nothing like that on my part, you know. I just repeated to the Lord what they said, praise the Lamb of God, in their name, and decreed the release. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It was awesome. The musician jumped off the keyboards and what have you, running down there to receive theirs. Hallelujah. It was awesome, Prophet Daryl, and I thank and praise God. I don't know why he's doing what he's doing in this season through us, praise the Lamb, but I thank and praise God hallelujah, that he's doing it. I thank and praise God that he's doing it, man of God. It's an awesome thing. I might sound a little distorted.
Can I tell you what he said? Can I tell you what he just said?
What he said? What
he
said?
He's getting ready to restore the city of Detroit all because of y'all praise and y'all worship.
My God.
He's getting ready to restore and resurrect everything that the enemy has taken from the city of Detroit. He's getting ready to restore it. Just because
my
of
God.
Y'all faith in y'all obedience, so says the Spirit of God. He's getting ready to restore everything. Not something, but everything. And people is getting ready to get double. The believers that has been praying and fasting and standing in his presence and going to the altar and coming to the altar just crying out to him, he said he's getting ready to restore. And the people that's been crying out, he's getting ready to get them double.
Lord Jesus.
Double.
My God. Hallelujah. Hold on. We got a caller. Let's see what this first. I think this is the second time calling in. Praise the Lord. Error code 832.
Prophet, this is Stephen. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Stephen?
Hey, I'm believing God for a miracle come Monday. I know that obviously God is causing this case to be thrown out like he's promised, kind of like a hurricane that becomes a tropical storm down to a rain. I'm asking God what's going on with Anna and why. I mean, she's supposed to read the files. He showed me that she was really so busy that she had so many cases stacked up, and mine was about to fall off the edge and fall into the trash can. The other thing is, you know, you said something last time about getting my dorm room, and I wanted to tell you, I got that room. God gave it to me because I sanctified it. My girlfriend and I are trying to make, Kelly and I are trying to make a chance to come down and visit. She's going to, wants to come down this week, and we already paid for the plane ticket. And I'm asking God for supernatural favor. There's a lady named Fran that the managers are going to try to see if they can get her to switch her days off with her so that Kelly can fly out Monday as planned. She's already bought the plane ticket, and if she doesn't get to fly, she'll lose the money. And we're just asking God for favor in that.
I'm missing you. Where are you going? You say you're going down somewhere.
Oh, no, Kelly's flying from Dallas to Houston. She lives in Dallas, and so we had bought a plane ticket for her to come down on Monday of the 19th through the 22nd, which was Thursday, so she had 2 days off. She requested Monday off,
girl,
but gave her off.
This is the young woman that you were interested in.
Yeah, and we've hooked up, and God has shown it was okay for us to be together, so... I'm asking God for favor that they're able to switch her day so that she can, that he makes it possible for her to fly out on Monday.
And you got the room I thought you was going to get.
Say what?
The dorm room. It was something about a room or something I told you.
Yeah,
your place.
I got the room. And so I'm sanctifying this trip, believing that God's going to still let her come down. She's going to stay at my sister's house, which is not an appearance of evil. She'll stay in my sister's guest room. I really am asking God to come through and give her, make sure that she has the day off on Monday so she can come down as planned. Because they tried to screw up her schedule.
Okay. All right. Well, then, you know, we're praying with you that the Lord would make all things work according to his good pleasure. And, you know, sometimes our desire is not God's will. Praise God. But God can do anything, so we're asking God to do that for you. And, of course, God has already spoken about your court case, and we're just rejoicing in the Lord today that all things are well with you, man. Just, you know, just trust God. Settle down and just trust God, man. Sometimes you got to just relax, man, cross your legs and trust God. It's all right. Everything's all right with you. You all right, man. Don't worry about it. Amen.
Amen. I guess sometimes, like, I feel like I'm walking in the dark sometimes in a tunnel, you know, and all I have is him to trust on.
Well, all you're supposed to have is him to trust on. Who else is there to trust?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you think you're in a tunnel, you better stay in that tunnel because that tunnel is working for you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's working for you. God works for you in your tunnel. Praise the Lord. So stay in your tunnel and let God's work. Hallelujah. That's all. He's the only one you're supposed to depend on. It's wonderful. Praise God. He's building your faith and your trust. If you're not going to have that, you'll never be able to do nothing for God.
Did he give you anything regarding her trip on Monday?
Prophet, you want to answer that?
Well, he didn't tell me anything as of right now.
I'll tell you this, Stephen. All I hear in the spirit is all is well for you. All is well.
Nothing's
you know,
changed,
God
basically.
Says that, all is well. All is well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Prophet. Thanks.
Rest in the Lord, man. Be at peace. Once you get there, you're gonna be a bundle of nerves broken up, and you ain't gonna be able to talk to the woman. You're gonna be sick. Calm down, settle down, and trust God. Trust is not worrying. Trust is not worrying. Faith does not worry. Faith is confident in God. Be confident, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, I don't want you confident in me. I want you confident in God. Be confident in God, okay?
Okay.
All right, bless yourself. All right, Stephen was on there, man. But I tell you, people of God, those of you just joining us, we were sharing, and I'm on a different mic today. Praise the Lord, my other mic will be all right tomorrow. I had to get some stuff done to it. Praise the Lamb of God. But anyway, we are here in the studio live, praise the Lamb of God, and talking with Prophet Daryl Sanders here about that service last night. Boy, I tell you, woo, 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 woo. That service last night was just so overwhelming, praise God, until we were not able to teach or minister because of the presence of the Lord and the work that God decided to do. You know, Prophet Daryl, I'm learning more and more that as we break with the ranks of tradition and the way that we do things and allow the Holy Spirit to have free course, that the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, moves in a greater a way, praise the Lamb of God, when we are led by the Spirit versus us doing the same thing every time we come through the door. You know? Did I lose you, Pastor Darrell?
No, I'm still here, Pastor.
Yeah, man, it's a wonder to me that there are things that we do that's so traditional, that's so locked into a habitual process that many times we're not aware that we're excluding God out of the worship experience.
That's true.
And, man, when we free ourselves up to allow God to do what he desires to do, man, I'm seeing a whole new, should I say, explosion or outpouring or move of God within the ranks of our service. And it's just blowing my mind. Boy, oh boy, it is just wonderful, though, to know that the Lord is moving in the way that he's moving in this season. No one can really be excited about what happened to us last night unless they were there. Praise the Lamb of God under that atmosphere, under that anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. The move of God was just phenomenal. And I just thank and praise God that he has chosen us in this time. I hear you, Prophet Daryl, concerning, praise the Lamb of God, the restoration of Detroit and what God desires to do there. I believe, God, in this season, praise the Lamb of God, that he will raise Detroit out of the ashes, that Detroit, praise the Lamb of God, will be the spiritual Mecca of America, that there will be such an Azusa atmosphere in Detroit that people will relocate, praise the Lamb of God, to come to Detroit in order, praise the Lamb of God, to experience, praise the Lamb of God, the power, the presence, praise the Lamb of God, and the signs and wonders and miracles that will be known through this city, that no more will it be known for Motown, no more will it be known, praise the Lamb of God, as a city of blackism and all of this other stuff that it has been known for, even the great motor industry, but it will be known as a place, praise the Lamb of God, of spirituality. And that's what the Lord spoke to me some years ago about Detroit, and I'm believing God that before the Lord comes for me, that will, praise the Lamb of God, take place, that God is going to do that. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that word, prophet. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. People of God, we're in the midst of a good time here with Prophet Darrell Saunders. Praise the Lamb of God, our co-host today. And we thank and praise God for all of you that's chiming in. Anyone else, if you're listening to my voice, praise the Lamb of God, and you would like to be a part of our live studio, you can do so today. All you have to do is dial error code 646-564-9818. That's error code 646-564-9818 and become a part of our listening audience. And you can even push 1 on your dial, ask questions, interact with us, praise the Lamb of God, as we discuss some vital and important things, praise the Lamb of God, that's surrounding the prophetic. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a great conversation we had on yesterday. Praise God, even here on the show also. Praise God. Let's move to prayer, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. I wonder, do we have an intercessor here who would lead us to the throne of God today? Praise God. We have so many wonderful intercessors. I wish one of you would push 1 on your dial today, intercessors, and come and lead us to the throne. Praise the Lamb of God. Here is 1 right now. I believe this is my Janice. Praise the Lord. Our Chicago girl. Praise the God. How you doing, Magic?
I am fine, Prophet. Hey, Prophet Darrell. Hi to all the listeners.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And things that you're getting things together there. I know you've been packing and giving stuff away. I've been reading a little stuff there in the back office and doing some things like that. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm just continuously praying for you that the Lord will do all that needs to be done in this season for you and with you. Praise the Lamb of God. As you go and do that the Lord would have you to do in this move. Because I believe, praise the Lamb of God, that is a move up, praise God, no matter how you see it right now. Hallelujah. And if you remember, praise God, our daughter on the show, Lily, was in somewhat the same transition mode before the Lord blessed her socks right off her body. Praise the Lamb of God. He blessed her in a tremendous way. And I believe that's what you're set up for in this season. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen. I believe it.
Yeah, that's going to really, really, really set you in that place, praise the Lamb of God, where you will never have to be bothered with people again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I believe it. You know, when I really believe that, and I receive that, when I originally began to start going through this transition, which has been going for quite some time now, one of the things that the Lord spoke to me when it first started was I was having a Job experience. And it led me to go and study Job. And what I realized is after Job dealt with all that he dealt with, he received double.
Yes, he did.
From what he had. So So, it was hard, you know, going through it, but I just rejoice now because I see the hand of God. I know God, and I know he's coming through for me without a shadow of a doubt, regardless of what it looks like in the natural. I know what I see in the spirit. I know what I've heard. I know what his prophets have spoke, and I believe God.
Hallelujah.
And that's just it. As long as he continuously tells me that I am his and he is mine, and as long as I have that, I know that I'm good. So,
we're going to come right back. We're going to come back to this after you get through praying because you're saying some good stuff here, and I think it needs to encourage some other people here. Praise God. All right. Imagineese is going to take us to the throne, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She is a messenger at the Praise Tabernacle Church under Apostle Steve Jones. Praise the Lamb of God. And she's going to lead us in prayer today. Come on, Imagineese. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you on today, Lord God. We honor you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We lift you up in place, oh God, and we just say thank you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, thank you, thank you for all the things that you've done, for just being a prayer answering Savior. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for being a prayer answering God, oh our Redeemer, our Savior, our Waymaker. We just thank you, and we just lift our hearts up to you and the tabernacles of our hearts, and we just give you entry into that, and we just exalt you in this place, and we say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. You are worthy, God. There is none other like you. We call you Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. You are our comforter. You are all that we need, the very air that we breathe, and we thank you for moving on our behalf. We thank you for just being God and God alone, for you are sovereign, you are high and lifted up, and we just thank you because we call you Abba Father. You have adopted us into the sonship, even though many times we are unworthy of your grace and we are unworthy of your love, you still chose us for a time such as this, and we don't take it lightly. So we say thank you for choosing us, and we are forever grateful for this time of intercession. We are forever grateful for this radio show. We are forever grateful for PSMI Facebook page that you would even use the simple things, God, and move upon those things, God, and you use the simple things to confound the wise, God. So we thank you that you are using social media and telecommunications to reach your people, God, for you are ever knowing. You know everything. You are omniscient, God, and there is none other like you. So we just bless you, and we thank you on today, and I just come lifting up, God, the people of God. The people of God, I pray for the people of God today, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, that you would touch the hearts of your people. Even as you spoke to me this morning, I beseech your throne this morning for a spirit of intercession to reach your people on today, oh God, as we go forth throughout our day today, Lord God. I ask you, Father, that you would touch the hearts and the spirits and the minds of those that you have chosen to intercede in this season, God. I ask, Lord, that you would make them sensitive to your spirit, God, and that they would look upon the people that they pass on the street and the people that they pass in the store, God, and the schools that they pass, and even the churches that they pass, and that they would pray prophetic prayers, God, that would reach your throne, God, so that we might be the agents of change in the earth right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that you would just give us the prayers to pray, God. Let us not be selfish in this season, God. For I know, God, it is selflessness that pleases
pray amiss, God. We have been praying amiss for so long, God. And I'm standing the gap today, God, to ask you, God, that we would no longer pray amiss and that we would pray according to your will, even if your will is not what we expect, God. But we would still pray unselfishly, God. And we would pray your will so that we can see your hand in this season, God. You said if there be any sick on you, call for the elders, and they would pray the prayer of faith, God. So I ask you, Lord, that you would touch the elders, God, not the titled elders, God, but the ones who are mature in spirit, God, that they would pray the prophetic prayers of healing, God. And we realize sometimes healing comes through death, and we accept that, God. So I ask you, Lord, that you would touch us, God, that we would pray, God, the prayers that you would have us to pray. I ask, God, for a healing anointing for all that of the fingertips of your people as we lay hands on the feet. I ask for the boldness in this season, God, that we would no longer shout in, God, what your spirit is asking us to do, God, but we would do it regardless of what people say and what people think. For I know, God, that you are touching us, God, and we are unorthodox people, God, and we are moving beyond religion. We are moving beyond tradition, God. So I thank you, God, for the unction of your spirit, how we speak, God, under the unction of the power of your spirit, God. I ask, Lord God, that you would give us the word to say, God, to the people on the street, even when they need to hear you, God, even if there's nothing real deep. Let us be simply deep in this season, God, so that we can touch people on our lungs, God, so that he hears you, God. God, let us help us, God, so that we won't carry our witness, God. Keep our witness pure, God. And as you said, God, that you have given us, we receive the Holy Spirit. You have given us power, God, from witness to the whole host of the earth, God. So I ask you, God, that you would increase the witness in power. Let people know that they have the power to witness. And the words that come out of their belly, it will be rivers of living water, and it will touch the hearts of the people. Because we know some will bless, some will water, but it is you who give the increase, God. So we thank you, God, for the words that you speak to us, God. We thank you, God, for the vessels, God, that you have created for honor, God. And we let ourselves, God, be willing vessels for you, God. I ask you to forgive us, God, for those things that we say and do that don't line up with your word, God. Help us to be a better people as a whole, God. Touch our hearts, God. Let us know, God, that our relationship with you is the thing that's most important to you, God. So let us not take check, God. Let us start right there with relationship, God, so that we would know you, God, and the power of all your life, God, and we would not just lean on the words that say, but we would trust in what we know for 100% certain, because it is you who are solid for God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in this season. We thank you, God, for the prophetic voice that you're raising up in this season, God. Yes, you, God, that you would touch even the babies that you're raising up in this season, God, that we would not give them strong drink, God, and we would not tell them not to prophesy, God, that we would not grieve your Holy Spirit, God, because it is you moving through the babies that are the purest form in this season, God. So I understand that you're moving through them, God, and I ask you, Lord God, that you would really have your protection around those that you are calling, God, and that no harm or danger would come upon them, and that they would raise up, because this is the generation that will usher in your glory, God, so that you are using them even now on the playgrounds and in the parks and in their schools, God, that you are even giving them a prophetic word, that you are even giving them witness and power in the name of Jesus, God. Many of these babies have been baptized, God, and they don't know what it means, but I ask you, in the name of Jesus, that you would teach them what it means, God, that you would show them you in this season, God, that even when their prayers are sick, that they would pray prophetic I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us higher revelation of your word, that you would even increase 30 heavens, God. Take people from 30 minutes to 60 minutes, God. And take those who are 60 minutes to 90 minutes, God. And increase the 40 heavens, God. Give us revelation as we press for you, God. And I ask that you would speak, God, as we wait. It would no longer just be waiting, but it would be understanding, God. You said Jesus, even as Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, he also grew in favor with you and favor with men. So we ask for that same wisdom and that same anointing, God. The Christ anointing, we beseech thee for that in this season, God. In the name of Jesus, you have given us the power, God. Now we ask for manifestation. We ask for evidence, God. Tangible evidence in this season is what we ask you for. And we thank you, God, for the healing. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the elevation. We thank you for the prosperity. We thank you, God, for the building up. We even thank you for the tearing down. We thank you for the separating of the weeks and the tears. We thank you, God. We thank you even for our uniform today that pushes us to our destiny, God. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. We bless you and we honor you, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you and we give you glory, God. Glory, honor, and praise all belong to you. Now to him who is able to present a fullness before the throne. We give you glory. We give you glory. Glory be to the Most High God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Janice McCain, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who has fervently prayed the prayer of faith today for us here on this show. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Maggie mentioned something while she was talking, praise God, concerning her experience that ignited something in my spirit, Prophet Darrell, that could, praise the Lamb of God, have some impact on some people's lives. Praise God, we must always remember that what we go through as believers, praise God, is either the will of God one way or another, praise the Lamb of God, even if Satan has orchestrated something, the permissive will of God has to be in place. I remember when Jesus stood before Pilate, praise the Lamb of God, and who would ever think that God would allow his son to go through a trial of unjust men in an unjust court. But Jesus looks at Pilate and he tells him, you have no power, praise the Lamb of God, to do anything against me but that my Father allows, or that my Father has given you, praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand when things come against us, praise God, it has no power but that God allows. And God allows it for a purpose. Our process in life, praise the Lamb of God, and our situations and circumstances and conditions, we must know, praise the Lamb of God, that God sees, that God knows, and God cares. So somehow, praise the Lamb of God, it will work out for our benefit if we stay in the place of righteousness and faith. If we stay in the place of doing the right things, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that the word of God has asked us to do, knowing that it's God's word, that's faith in motion right there, praise the Lamb of God, we will come out victorious every time. We will come out with joy and peace every time. We will come out on top every time, praise the Lamb. So in this season, hallelujah, we are right there, praise the Lamb of God, with you, imagine me, knowing that God is leading you through. I still say, praise the Lamb of God, I know what I heard in the spirit that morning. I was praying for you, and the Lord told me she must go through this developmental, praise the Lamb of God, process. She must go through this. I got up off my face and lifted my hand and told the Lord, thank you, because I know, praise the Lamb of God, when he gets through with you, you shall come forth as pure gold. And it's not about the physical things around you, praise the Lamb of God, but it's about what God is going to do through you and how God is going to use you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, the Lord is speaking. Bless your name, Father. Imagine the Lord say he is going to bless you, praise the Lamb of God, and he is going to give you all that you have lost. Hallelujah. The word he used, I'm trying to grab it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In magnanimous proportion. That's what he said. Praise the Lamb of God. In magnanimous proportion. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't even use that word, but that's what the Lord said that he's going to do. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. I am excited about God today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right in the midst of me talking, the Lord starts speaking concerning you and says, tell Imagineese, praise the Lamb of God, your name. Hallelujah. That I am going to destroy everything that she has lost. I'm going to bless her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, just stay in that vein that you have been in as it relates to the things, praise the Lamb of God, that God has is orchestrating, praise the Lamb of God, the way that he's leading you. And just keep your ear open, praise the Lamb of God, because I promise you there's going to be a turn at the corner. Hallelujah. I don't know which corner it is, but you will get to the intersection, praise the Lamb of God, of divine providence, hallelujah, your desire and opportunity. They will meet, praise the Lamb, and you will turn at that corner and things will turn around and God is going to bless you tremendously, praise the Lord. Don't think, you know, people look at you and never know what you've been through, praise God, hallelujah, but I've shared before, I know what it is to come home and your furniture is sitting on the lawn. I do, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, with no address to go to. Hello, life bug. Thank you, Jesus. But before nightfall, praise the Lamb of God, all my children and myself, praise the Lamb of God, and their mother was all in one place at the same time, praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord built things brand new for us after that. My worst time, praise the Lamb of God, season of my life, first, my best season yet. Hallelujah. Now, God is promising me a better season than the season I had. And that, when the season comes this time, the Lord says, it will not end. Praise the Lord. It's an endless season. Hallelujah. Of blessings and prosperity. So I'm just walking in the way of God. Hallelujah. But if you want to be used by God, you got to be willing to suffer. You got to be willing to hurt. You got to be willing to go through something if you're going to be used by God. You're going to have testimony if you're going to be able to share and touch people's lives. Praise the Lamb of God. In this ministry, then, praise the Lamb, and I'm not talking about PSM, I'm talking about the ministry of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Then you're going to have to be able to have a testimony, praise the Lamb, that's been fashioned by God. Hallelujah, specifically for you, for the people, praise the Lamb of God, that you are going to have to witness to. I never dreamt when I went through what I was going through that years later I would be sitting comfortably, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in this room telling you what I've been through. But that's how God works.
That's how God causes us, praise God, to be able, hallelujah, to share with people and see them grow and see them come out and see them praising God, praise the Lamb of God, because of our testimony. Hallelujah. But if you go, if you're going to seek God for him to use you, if you're going to seek God for power and all of this kind of thing and promotion, and goods, baby, you better get ready to fellowship in some of the suffering. Hallelujah. Because
I say that all the time.
Yeah, it's going to come to you, Maganese. There's no way around it. I mean, you have watched even Apostle Jones. You have watched him go through transitions. You have watched up and downs in his life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have watched the church go through ups and downs. Praise the Lamb. As hard as you all praise God over there, seem like the heavens should be open and everything you all need should just be falling in your lap. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, God has used those experiences to fashion a better praise tabernacle, a more solid and stern praise tabernacle, a more stable praise tabernacle. I was reading, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the other day out of Jeremiah, the 48th chapter. It deals with Moab and how Moab was so wicked and out of the will of God as a heathen nation, praise God, which we know Moab is one of the sons of Noah's daughters who were born through incest and with their father. Yeah, praise God. That's a story a lot of people have not read, but it's there in your Bible. Praise how his daughters got him drunk. Noah's daughters, praise the Lamb of God, got him drunk and slept with their father. Praise not Noah, praise the, forgive me, y'all. Praise the Lamb of God. Who was it? It was Abraham.
I can't think.
Boy, what is his name? He was there in Sodom and
Gomorrah. I can't think of who it was.
Abraham went in to get him out. I can't think of his name either, right off the top of my head, but it's not Noah, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Noah's son saw his nakedness, and he was, and his sons was cursed, the Canaanites. Praise the Lamb of God. But, oh, my God, what is that man's name? Praise God. And Abraham interceded while he was in Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, when it was over, Lot, praise the Lamb of God. That's who it was, Lot and his daughters, because their mother turned to a pillar of salt for looking back at Sodom and Gomorrah. They went to Zoar, the little mountain area over there. And when they went there, praise the Lamb of God, they got their father drunk, praise God, and each one of them bore a son, two nights in a row. Each one of them conceived and bore a son. And one was Moab, and Moab was a wicked, praise the Lamb of God, a sacrilegious kind of nation that went around killing and doing everything heathenistic you can imagine, praise the Lamb of God. Everything heathenistic you could imagine, being born in that type of spirit, praise the Lamb of God, breeds all kinds of stuff. Hallelujah. But in the midst of this, praise the Lamb of God, Moab decided to come against Israel. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, which is, in fact, you know, relationship. But you know how they do over there. They don't care if you're cousin, uncle, whatever. They go at you. Praise the Lamb. But anyway, this storyline goes that the people of Israel complained concerning Moab. Read chapter 48, people of God, and you will see what God told them. He says, Moab has settled on his leaves. Moab has settled on the sap of the wine, praise the Lamb of God, the residue. You have outpouring from vessel to vessel. He was allowing them to understand, I know, praise the Lamb of God, that you are living according to my will. However, you have been through all types of upheaval and wars and things of this nature. But I've done that, praise the Lamb of God, for a purpose of strengthening you. That Moab has never been through nothing. He said, but watch, once I turn them upside down, they're not going to ever be able, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to find stability again because of the peace that has been theirs for so long. It's dangerous to live in peace all your life and then sudden trouble comes. You will not know how to handle it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So sometimes you have to do as the songwriter said and say, I thank God for the storms he brought me through. Hallelujah. Because if I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't recognize that God could solve them. I would not know what faith in God can do. Praise the Lamb of God. Then somebody would holler through it all. Hallelujah. I've learned to trust, right? Praise the Lamb of God in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Yes, indeed. And we as believers, praise the Lamb, prophetic people, we must recognize just because you're called, just because you're anointed, just because you're appointed, does not alleviate problems. And let no lying prophet or prophetess on Facebook make you think they don't go through nothing. They lie. They lie, they lie, they lie. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the Bible says if you identify with Christ, you're going to be persecuted. That's the word of God. Hallelujah.
That's what it says.
That you're going to be persecuted if you identify with Christ. So they're going through some stuff. They just don't want nobody to know it. And they get all like everything's all right every day. And every day there's some stuff going all wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. They're children too. They're going through some stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. They be going through. Trust me on that. But they try to pretend through material things that they are so blessed and so peaceful and everything. And the Lord has done this and the Lord has done that, blah, blah, blah. But they ain't going to tell you that they started on drugs, praise the Lamb of God. They're not going to tell you that their daughter is sleeping with different men and they can't stop her. They ain't going to tell you stuff like that. They ain't going to tell you that their daughter's sending nude pictures through the telephone. They ain't going to tell you stuff like that. We all go through, praise the Lamb of God. Be not deceived. Hallelujah. We all go through, people of God. Hallelujah. So understand that many just don't want to share their experiences and want to act as though that everything has been all right since they found God. And the only way it's been all right is that your faith has kept you, praise the Lamb of God, through the midst of the storms, through the midst, praise the Lamb of the trials and the tribulation that come upon you, praise the Lamb of God. Your faith, praise the Lamb of God, has kept you intact. Yes, indeed. They ain't going to tell you about their divorce and separation and how they kicked and wailed and acted a fool and turned stuff over and went into depression. They ain't going to tell you all of that about themselves. They ain't going to say that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you must know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that all of us who love God go through, praise the Lamb of God, our process of faith development. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He develops our faith. And just because you're going through does not mean that you don't belong to God. Really, it means you do. You do belong to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The ones that don't go through nothing is the ones you better watch, according to the story I just told you. Because they just might be faking and frauding their way through. So the devil ain't doing nothing against them. But when you get on God's side and you start talking about, I'm going to do your will, I'm going to preach the gospel, I'm going to carry your word here, Lord, you setting yourself up for trouble. But
set
God will take you through it and use the trouble, praise the Lamb of God, as that's going to give you strength. Stability, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. God will make you so strong until walls will be falling around you and you'll be sitting there knowing that you're covered because the word of God is alive in you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Majanice. Boy, that's some good stuff right there, I tell you that. Hallelujah, my God, I tell you, people of God, if we would only trust God in this season, on the level, praise the Lamb of God, where we are, we would find that there's some stairs that's leading to a higher place in him. But you have to find the trust and your development where you are, praise the Lamb of God, in order to go to the next level. Going to the next level, praise the Lamb of God, we always say that there's a demon waiting on the staircase, praise the Lamb of God, to your elevation. There's a new demon waiting on you, praise the Lamb of God. And it's really a new test, a new trial, praise the Lamb of God, to secure you in that place so that you can walk in that promotion, so that you won't drop your guards in that promotion. Now, I believe God allows that to be that way so that we all will recognize, I didn't get here because of my good looks. I'm not here because I'm so smart or I preach so well or I prophesy so accurately. I'm here because of the grace of God. I'm here by the mercy of God. It gives you a greater level of appreciation and gratitude towards God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed, it does. Praise the Lamb. Oh, people of God, we're here. Error code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're here on this beautiful Wednesday day here in the city of Detroit. And we're in the studio, and we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for this hour we have to share with you. I pray, praise the Lamb of God, that already something has been said that encourages you and builds you up. Hallelujah, that causes you to come to into a stronger, praise the Lamb of God, belief and understanding of what the will of God is for your life. My God, my God.
Can I say something real quick, Prophet?
Sure, you ain't got to say it real quick. Say what you got to say.
I just want to say this experience, I have really... basically, it has brought to life where the psalmist, where David said, it was good that I was afflicted so that I might learn your statutes.
Yes.
When I tell you
yes.
this entire experience, even beginning at the loss of my parents, it has God has been able to purge me of so many different things. So many things I've learned that I realize now that I had that God is not going to allow me to go in front of his people with. He had to deal with my pride. He had to deal with my transparency. He dealt with my faith, my anxiety of always having things to happen so fast for me. And the scripture says that it is the trying of your faith that works patience. So he taught me that. It's just so many things that I've learned that I thank God for, and I can really still be in the midst and say thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing, because I can see what you're doing. And it don't feel good all the time, but I know he has shown me the end of this thing. So I hold on to that regardless of what I'm going through, and I just want to encourage the people of God that when you know for a fact that you're in the will of God, and I just want to say this real quick, our relationship with God is the most important thing to him. If we stay in the face of God, regardless of what else is going on, stay in the presence of God, always praying, always praising, always worshiping, God will not take his hand off of you or your situation.
Hallelujah.
It's just not going to happen. As long as we stay in covenant relationship with him. So I just want to encourage the people of God to hold on.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Stay in covenant relationship with him. Praise the Lord. That was, I believe, one of my points on Sunday, praise God, as I ministered there in Chicago. Hallelujah, boy, oh boy, oh boy, we have to stay in our covenant. Remember our covenant relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And I share, you know, when we press for the promises of God, I was sharing with them that many people are pressing for promises, praise the Lamb of God, that God has made to them through prophets and what have you, but they don't know their base promises. They don't know the basic promises that belong to them. Hallelujah, because they have not read the word of God. And then a lot of believers are not aware of their relationship, praise the Lamb of God, to God through Abraham, whereas that the promises of Abraham are ours because we are spiritual Abraham. A lot of believers are unaware of that. They don't teach that in their Bible classes and things of that nature, and they're not getting that. They really do not understand, praise the Lamb of God, the claims. And, you know, it's like having a claim ticket, praise the Lamb of God, that you look in a drawer and it's there, was placed there by one of your grandparents or somebody, and the claim ticket is there, praise the Lamb of God, and you don't know how to collect them. You don't know what this ticket is for. You know it's there, you see it, but you don't know what to do with it. And that is the way it is, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When we recognize, praise the Lamb of God, the blessings that God has in store for us through his word, through our study, through our reading, there's some things you'll stumble on and say, this is supposed to be mine, praise the Lamb of God. I'm supposed to be walking in wealth and prosperity. All of this was pronounced on Abraham. My God, boy, oh boy, oh boy. And because of this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I am going to set claims, hallelujah, to what belongs to me through prayer. And a lot of us don't do it. A lot of us don't enter into that type of activity to be able to say to the Lord, your word says. This is what your word says, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Well,
and then
the issue with that, I'm sorry.
Go.
I'm sorry, Brock. I was just going to say, well, what I realized is just from talking to my peers, something not the peers that you might know, but some other people, when I talk to them, the problem with that is they don't know the word of God, so they don't know the will of God, so they don't know how to pray. They don't know what to bring God back in remembrance of his word. Only thing they know is what's being preached because they have not sought God for themselves. And that's the whole thing. That's where the gap is right there. In order to know the will of God, you have to know the word of God. You only can know the word of God by getting it for yourself. That's the only way you're going to get it and be able to convey it back to God. Like, God, I know, just like Daniel did. Hey, I see here that this time is up, and this is supposed to be happening right now. That's the only way you can do it is by knowing it for yourself. And that's what I realized, that a lot of people in my generation, that's the problem. They don't know the word. Or
truly,
they're misinterpreting the word.
Truly.
So,
praise the Lamb of God. So that it's very important for us to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that we have a claim to some promises that are not, praise the Lamb of God, spoken to us through prophets and what have you. And some of those base promises, praise the Lamb of God, gives you stability, will give you the stability of knowing that God is with you, number one, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. That we could just hold on as a believer and one who is willing to walk in the sanctification of the word to recognize that the Lord says, because you have accepted the call on your life, lo, I am with you always, praise the Lamb of God, to the end of the ages or to the end of the world. That's enough stability for you right there. The knowing that God is with you, praise the Lamb of God. We got another caller. Erico 504.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Danae.
Hi, Danae. How you doing today, dear?
I am blessed, blessed, blessed. How are y'all?
We are blessed today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. On this worship day, just praise it. You got a praise report or what you got for us?
I got whatever y'all want. I got a praise report. I got a testimony. And I also wanted to add to the conversation we was having earlier.
All right. Well, let's get it then. Tell me something. Start with
all
you.
All right. Glory to God. I have a praise report. Man, God has just truly been awesome. As I applied myself to the word, you know, even the more this last couple of days, like the revelation he has been giving me as far as the people of God and myself, you know, and how we want promise, we want the promises of God. We desperately want the promises of God. We want that life more abundantly, but we don't set ourselves up. We don't set ourselves up to receive from God. Like, how do you want to receive if you're not in the posture of receiving? So, man, that's my praise report, is that as I apply myself to God, God has truly been revealing himself more and more to me. And my testimony is that I try God in his word, you know, and I pray and I ask God in the prayer of faith. You know, that's another revelation he was giving me. When we pray, believe that we truly receive it, and it shall be established. And I pray and I ask God for something, and then immediately it manifested itself, and I was like, whoa, God, okay, you know. So, and to piggyback on the conversation we were having, the promises of God are so much and so vast, and you know, it's waiting for us, but we have to put ourselves in that position to receive it. You know, we want God to bless us, you know, and we're not living according to his word. We're not doing everything that we should be doing as a believer, as a born-again Christian, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Danae, praise the Lamb of God. Tell me this now. You say you got praise report, you got testimonies, and you ain't giving me all. I just got my shouting shoes sitting next to me. You ain't hit the nerve yet now.
Okay. I have my praise report is that I was in school this summer, and I took 5 classes, and I was really struggling. I was really struggling hard because I had so much on my plate with being active in ministry and school and work and stuff like that. So I was like, God, I'm not understanding none of this stuff that these people are throwing at me. And I was like, God, you say you're infinite in wisdom. You say if any man lack wisdom, ask God, you know, and that you will give it to us freely. So I was like, God, I'm asking you for wisdom. I'm asking you to really come through because my grade's not looking too good. And, like, man, I don't know how it happened. It was truly God because I went from an F in the class all the way up to a C. And that's just not possible. When I had one test, I only had one test left. And I went from an F to a C in the class. And I was just like, it's truly God because I didn't understand none of the material. I was reading, and I wasn't understanding. And then that last test, I was like, God, I have to pass this class. And I said, I'm asking you for wisdom. And I went from a low F at that all the way up to a high C, almost a B. And I was like, glory to God, you know. And then
my
I
God,
said,
well, that's something to praise God about there. Go
hallelujah.
Ahead, girl.
My finances. Yeah. Have really been very low, you know. What I have to pay my bills outweighs how much I take in, you know. And then I believe God, I trust in his word, you know, with the tithes and offering and sowing seed, you know. I believe that, so I do what he tells me to do. And I mean, my check it amazes me how far my check goes to say I don't get paid that much. And, man,
this
God is truly awesome.
He is an awesome God. That's one thing I tell anybody. God is awesome. Boy, thank you, Danae. Boy, thank you for calling in today. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, the Lord has been doing a lot of wonderful things on the flip side of the coin with his people and for his people in this season of promise. And I'm telling you, praise God, I have no complaints with God right now. In my life, I have no complaints. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Am I sitting pretty as in the eyes of people? No, I'm not. But I'm beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, all my needs are met, and I'm thanking and praising God. Hallelujah. That his love is upon me and that things are working out in a way. Praise the Lamb of God. That is going to purport and place me in the positions that I need to be in. The Lord has given me visions and dreams every night of the week now. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm not a big one on visions and dreams, Hallelujah, because the Lord talks to me so much. But if he's showing me some stuff, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I'm telling you, last night, nobody would believe this, praise the Lamb of God, but I'm telling you, ask God truth. Last night, the Lord gave me a vision, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of some things that that he wanted to show me, praise the Lamb of God, that he wanted me to make a decision on. Watch this. I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning, praise the Lamb of God. I sat on the side of the bed, and all I could do is remember the vision. And I said, well, Lord, what are you asking me? Are you asking me to decide which way I should go? Praise the Lamb of God. I said, I'm not going to decide that. That's in your hand. You have always led me in this area. You have always spoken to me, and I have always followed you. And I'm not going before you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sitting on the side of the bed, half asleep. The Spirit of the Lord fell upon me, and the Lord said, you have spoken well. And I laid down and went back to sleep. That happened to me this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's how good our God is to us. Hallelujah. He will show you the direction he's taking you in. Show you where you're going and show you the paths you can take. And gave me the right to choose. But I refused to choose. I said, Lord, let your will be done. Whatever way you want me to go, that's the way I want. Whatever is going to bring you glory, whatever is going to give you praise, that's the direction I want to go in. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, I've obeyed you all my life in these areas, and I'm going to continue to obey you. I'm still your child. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. The God we serve is so, praise the Lamb of God, revelatory in this season if we would tap in. I've been telling the people of God, I put it on the page, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. I put it on the page, and I wasn't joking last night when I put that on the page. I was not playing. I was just putting something on there to put something on there for the night. I'm telling you, I was as serious, praise the Lamb of God, as I ever been about any word that I've ever given you. That God said, praise the Lamb of God, if you would press into his presence, praise the Lamb of God, he will work miracles for you. Praise the Lamb. That happened to us last night in the service. Praise the Lamb. Is Bertha, are you here? Push one on your dial, Bertha, if you here. But I just need nothing. I know y'all say you always call it Bertha. Well, Bertha be at the church. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why I'm calling Bertha. Bertha be in the service with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because I don't think people really take me serious. Bertha, explain what happened last night.
Oh my God! How you doing, Prophet? Prophet Daryl Imaginee.
We bless.
You know, it's really unexplainable. We had prayer, and angels started singing, "You are the air I breathe, and I'm lost without you, Lord. I'm desperate for you," and the power of worship hit, but there was an anointing of worship. And the Lord had told me 3 months ago the word for a church on the move was a corporate word, which is the body of Christ. Yes, I inhabit the praises, but I desire your worship. All are not going to go with this order that I have shift in worship, and they will not receive the glory. But I cry out for your worship. And every Tuesday night, even on Sunday, it is the worship level goes to another level. It's unexplainable to you. All you can do is just sit there, and it's a quietness. No one is saying anything, but the Lord is ministering to you as you exhort and take us higher in the anointing of worship. That's the best way I can explain it. Holy Ghost, give me the words, because, and the weight of God's glory is so heavy to you. A drunkenness, all I can do is just lay back like a drunk woman. and just embrace his presence and love him. We think of, we don't ask for anything. We just reference and give him adoration for who he is. And last night, the Lord just had me crying out as Moses, Lord, you have shown me your glory. I feel your glory, but now I want to know you and see you in your glory. That's another level. And that, and I told her, I don't want to come down. Just continue to escalate me higher. You have to be there.
One of the things I wanted you to share was, praise the Lamb of God, that at the altar, when I got up to minister, you know, tell that part, because I really want them to hear it from somebody else. Praise the Lamb of God. When I got up to minister, go ahead.
He said, it's happening again. I can't even minister. And the anointing of worship fell on you. I saw it. I saw the contents of your face just totally change. And it was like your face was just a big glow of fire. And you just began to exhort and worship. And you say, I have the blessing, clear plan to minister. But God says no. He wants to worship. And it just went to a different, I can't explain the prophet. I just can't. And then the Lord spoke to you and said, all that need a miracle, come to the altar. Because God says he's going to give you that miracle. And we were
that's why I wanted you to go right there. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why I wanted you to go, because that praise and that sincere praise, that sincere worship ignited something, praise the Lamb of God, and we went somewhere we had never been. Praise the Lamb
miracle.
Of God. We went somewhere we had never been before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have been preaching almost, I've been pastoring, my God, hallelujah, at least 30 years, praise the Lamb of God, different churches, but truth, I've been there, about 15 years, the Lord has never told me, call the people to the altar, everybody in the building, and tell them to ask what they will, I'm going to do it for them. I'm going to give them miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. Your God is so close to you. Hallelujah. He's so close to you. And all God is saying to us, if you would turn to me and press into my presence, I would give you miracle after miracle after miracle. You would see, praise the Lamb of God, me moving in your life in a special way. Hallelujah. We do not take the time, praise the Lamb, to get into the presence of God, whereas that we have slipped out of, praise the Lamb of God, this normal routine, bowing our heads and praying, waving our hands and saying, thank you, Jesus, and getting up and go. I'm talking about when your heart, your soul, your spirit, your mind, and your body all come together to praise and worship God, praise the Lamb of God in an intimate way. Something happens, brothers and sisters. Something happens, praise the Lamb of God. You will find yourself in that place where time will not matter. You will find yourself in that place that displaces your agenda, that causes you to forget about what you have to do, what you said you was going to accomplish in that hour, that day. And you will find yourself in the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God, and the Lord speaking to you, sharing and revealing to you himself in various ways. I still say, when the Lord spoke to me, when I was at the sanctuary and told me, you have not known me as El Shaddai, it blew my mind. But that's the way God has been revealing himself to me. It's awesome, brothers and sisters, and you can have it. Go ahead, Bertha.
Mary, normally, after service, you know, we're the first ones to leave. But Mary just lingered behind last night, and I think she put it on the page, that she didn't even want to go. She wasn't ready to go. She could have just sat there all night in the presence of God. And I tell you, I can bear witness, when you experience God in worship, you want to go higher and higher in that worship, because it's not satisfying standing in the same place. You want more. And the more he takes me higher in the worship, the higher I want to go, because I want to experience more. I don't want to be relaxing where I'm at, but I know there's more, and I desire it all. I want it, and I'm chasing after it. It's because it's just mind one. It's like when you're in his presence, you have gone beyond the Holy of Holies, and you're sitting in his lap almost. He's just wrapped you in his, and you feel the kiss of God. That's, I mean, it's only the way I could, I'm trying to explain it, but it's so intimate, the intimacy of God.
It's a wonderful thing, people of God. It's not entertainment. It's not being entertainment. It's employing, praise the Lamb of God, the praise and worship hour to the extent that you can't come out of it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. It's employing praise and worship until you can't come out of it. Hallelujah. Without you being entertained. One of the problems within the framework of the church, and I say this all the time, is our church is our entertainment center. Praise the Lamb of God. The pulpit has become a stage. Our auditoriums have been is our auditoriums and not sanctuary. Praise the Lamb of God. And our people come to church to be entertained, to watch, to hear. Praise the Lamb of God. To wait on the theatrics, to wait on the dancers, to wait on the flag waving, to wait on this, and they're not entering into the play. Praise the Lamb of God, of worship and praise, where God can minister to the people. God, when the Lord, the Bible says, let all the people praise thee. Not just the group that's up front, and we sit in the pews all pious and this, that, and nothing. Every now and then something strikes a nerve in us, praise the Lamb of God. But when we enter his courts, praise the Lamb of God, we pray. When we all as a corporate body enter that way, hallelujah, and forget what's going on outside or anything of that nature, who not there, and all of that kind of stuff. Brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, a crack comes in the atmosphere that allows God, praise the Lamb of God, to manifest himself in a way, hallelujah, that you will not be able to experience him, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this, brothers and sisters, everywhere you go. You will start understanding what I'm saying, that, you know, there's just some places I cannot access God, hallelujah. In some atmospheres, I cannot access God. But I'm
That's
learning,
true.
Praise the Lamb of God. In my home, I can access God when I'm by myself.
That's
hallelujah.
True.
There are certain churches I go to and minister to at. I can't access God on the level that I can at the truth church. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. Praise that's filled with tradition and a whole lot of self songs to inspire you instead of to ignite God. I can't
yes.
access God in those places. Praise the Lamb of God. Everybody want to sing slave songs continuously and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb. Have your way. I don't come to the house of God to sing songs that's going to depress me. My low life bugs, praise the Lamb of God. We are so addicted to that kind of stuff until we live in depression. That's what we live in. We live in what we sing every day. Just keep singing it and see what happens to you. I don't sing those kind of songs. Those kind of songs don't follow me. Praise the Lamb of God. I sing songs that are prayers, that are praises, and that are worship. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. Hallelujah.
You know, Papa, the
yes.
most amazing thing about it all is the children. how they surrendered to the presence of God. God fell on those, at least I'm not talking about no teenagers. These are children. Because the little child that when you say turn around and hug and minister to someone, your neighbor, I think that little child got to be about 6 or 7, and he came to me, and he was hugging me so tight, and he laid his head on me, and the scripture came to my, lay your head upon my breast. And he just laid there, and he just moaned in the spirit as I normally do. He was imitating me. He was moaning in the spirit. As I moaned for him, he was moaning for me.
We have some very, very special children. Praise the Lamb of God. We have prophetic kids at the church. And I just thank God when I watch these kids, I'm watching them grow up. The ones, especially the ones that was there last night, I've watched these children, praise the Lamb of God, since they came into the world. I've watched these children grow up in our church, praise the Lamb. Now, unknown to you, Bertha, the one that was holding you as a part of Tamika's children, they moved away to Atlanta and moved back just to come to church. Because they couldn't find the atmosphere. They couldn't find the atmosphere in Atlanta. They relocated back. She came back here, found the job, found the place to live. Praise the Lamb of God. Said they had been praying, and the Lord told them to come back home. And that's why they're back home. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Our children, our children. That little boy, Trey, is not 13 years old yet. And he moved through the church like he a minister almost.
Yes, he does.
He moves through our church like he's a minister, praise the Lamb of God. Come up to assist me, everything, without asking him. He just jumps up and do it, and I never stop him, praise the Lamb of God. But when the worship and stuff is going on, they're right there, they're in it, praise the Lamb of God, they're doing it. And when the altar calls come, they're at the altar before the adults with their hands lifted up, praise the Lamb of God. And they want a prophetic word. They want a prophetic word pronounced on their life. It's a wonderful experience when you see kids moving like that, praise the Lamb of God. That's a wonderful experience. I thank God that I'm watching God, praise the Lamb of God, really refashion our ministry into something that I never dreamed it could be. We have another caller. Praise the Lamb. Error code 613. Your mic is hot.
Yes. Hello there, and God bless you, brother. How are you?
We're blessed today. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. It's John Christopher Sutton speaking to you. It's been a while.
Yes. Yes, it's been a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. I've done what you asked me to do, and let's keep you in prayer. Praise the Lord.
Oh, well,
God,
thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. Yes, you're on my mind, and I tuned in today and thought I'd give you a ring just to say God bless you, brother, and hope everything's going well. We're doing our show here on Blog Talk Radio as well. We're on at 9 p.m. from 9 until 9:30 weeknights, weeknights, and Saturday afternoons we have a two-hour show, which we have a special guest on, and maybe one day you'll grace us with your presence on our show as a special guest. We'd like to see you there.
All right. Well, we'll have to make that work. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll have to work that out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Give us some information, and maybe we can work that out so we can be a guest on this show.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Yeah, and we'll do something with that for sure. Yeah, so I was just, like I say, tuning in, and it's a beautiful day down here in Ontario, Canada, and I'm situated in the small town of Medoc, Ontario, Canada. And,
okay.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, and I just thought, again, I'd call you and just wish you all the best and blessings, brother, and keep your ministry strong.
Well, thank you, man of God, for the encouragement. Praise the Lamb of God, and for tuning in with us today. and know that, praise the Lamb of God, we're on the same team, and that's lifting up Jesus Christ, our Lord, yeah. Praise God, hallelujah, just doing his will here to minister to his people. So, you know, you let me know, man. Let's give me some dates, and I'll see if I can make those dates, and we will do our best, praise the Lamb of God, to be there as a guest for you.
Yeah, that sounds good. I will contact you by the email and on your site there, and my wife looks after all the bookings and that, so she will be able to contact you and set something up. And maybe we'll forward you to our number, and you
okay.
can give us a call even.
Okay, then. No problem.
Okay, brother. All right. Talk
you
to you
blessed.
Soon then. Okay, God
right.
bless
be
you.
Blessed, man. You too.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. I've never got an invitation on the app. Praise God. That's one in a million. Praise the Lord. We will do that. I have no problem doing that. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, listen to me. We are in a wonderful place, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding the intimacy of God, whereas that as we're accessing God and coming into his presence, praise the Lamb of God, that we can receive revelation, inspiration, prophetic direction, praise the Lord. And it also sets us up to be able to receive from the Holy Spirit things that we normally, praise the Lamb of God, don't even pray for. Hallelujah, that causes us to become prophetic intercessors as the Lord places on our heart by his Spirit what we should pray for, praise the Lamb of God, and pray about. I want to tell you all this, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm very serious when I say that, that each of us have a right to develop our relationship with God so that it can be special. And it's your fault, praise the Lamb of God, if you don't, when the opportunity is present for you to do it. Hallelujah. If you, and I'm telling you now, all I can do is give you what I've done, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, after I really start learning praise and worship and the importance of it, and also, praise the Lamb of God, accessing the presence of God through my praise and my worship. My time with the Lord, my time with him, praise the Lamb of God, began to lengthen. In my prayer life, as I saw so many things to pray for that was being revealed to me. And then I started praying the Lord's prayer expanded. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the first thing I did. I took the model prayer of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, and I expanded on every area of that prayer. For instance, if he said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. When I pray, hallelujah, I would hallow the name of God. If many of you who hear me pray, praise the Lamb of God, if you notice in the beginning of my prayers, I always acknowledge the holiness of God. That's hallowing. I always acknowledge the holiness of God. I always reverence the holiness of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I expanded upon those various components that I saw in the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. Give us this day. Praise the Lamb of God. I looked at the day as my lifespan and not as a physical day. Praise the Lamb of God. So I would pray for things. Hallelujah, that in my day would give glory to God. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what I would pray. Hallelujah. Then forgive us our debts as we forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Praise the Lamb of God. A needed, praise the Lamb of God, thing in every believer's life is to reflect upon
on a daily basis, praise the Lamb of God, if there is any place where unforgiveness is, praise God, is there any place in my life, in me, where unforgiveness is, praise God, hallelujah. As you reflect upon this and go through, praise the Lamb of God, your file of things, you're going to see some things, praise the Lamb of God, where you need to forgive some people, praise, where you need to be forgiven, praise the Lamb of God, and where you need to forgive yourself. And all of these should be sought, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to bring reconciliation to, praise the Lord, so that peace can abide in your heart as well as peace with God. Remember this, brothers and sisters, and I know some of you may think this petty, praise the Lamb of God, but I'm telling you, if you want to grow in your prayer life and you want to grow in your relationship with God, take prayer serious, praise the Lamb of God. Take prayer serious. Take praise serious. Take worship serious. Take your intimacy with God serious. And what the Word of God says, take it even more serious. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Because God has exalted His Word above His name. And when you take that Word serious, praise the Lamb of God, knowing that it is the very Word of God, you will come into a place, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, of seeing the Lord magnify His Word before you. Let me tell you what the sin of Israel always have been. God has accused them of, they don't believe my word. Praise the Lamb of God. And standing up talking about God's word don't mean that you believe it. Living it, praise the Lamb of God. Exercising it. Letting it be your constitution of operation, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let it be your foundation stone. That's what it's about, praise God. Because then you're living by faith because you're consistently obeying the word and the will of God. That's how the just is supposed to live, by faith alone. We live by faith because we're consistently responding to the will and the way and the word of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. When you do this, brothers and sisters, and I went through that model prayer, I expanded upon it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and I start finding myself, watch this, people of God, slipping out of time into eternity. That's the only way I can say it. Yes. Praise the Lamb. Yes. I don't know no other way of saying it. Or dismissing myself, whereas that I was not conscious of my time. I was not, praise the Lamb of God, conscious of the place where I was. I was just with the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, worshiping and praising Him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Through this, words start coming to me from Him. Praise, directions start coming to me from Him. Warnings start coming to me, praise the Lamb of God, from Him. And He starts giving me directives for my life. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God, that's one thing I've done. The next thing I did was I started through my seminary courses. I had a professor, praise the Lamb of God, who was a deep devotional prayer and worshiper. And he taught me, praise the Lamb of God, the blessing of reading the Psalms back to God. And because it is the Word of God, it's inspired word, praise the Lamb of God, through King David. And the relationship that God had with David was second to none, praise the Lamb of God. So I start reading, or if you would, since there are songs, giving these lyrics back to God that David had sung to him. And then eventually I found myself singing them. Hello, light bulbs.
with a melody that I never heard before. I would read these, praise the Lamb of God. I would go into a tongue, praise the Lamb of God, while I was reading. And many times, my tongue would turn into song while I was reading. Now, in my Noah, I know, praise the Lamb of God. I know this too deep, praise the Lamb. I don't think they're going to grab this, praise the Lamb. I might have just gave you all something. But I'm really trying to help, because I believe that some of you are serious about your relationship with God, and it's more than you getting blessed, praise the Lamb of God. It's more than you after money, but as I was after the heart of God. I've been running after the heart of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I wanted to win the heart of God. Hallelujah. I want to please his heart. I want to tickle the muscle of God's heart. Praise the Lamb of God as it related to our relationship. And as I sung these psalms, praise the Lamb of God, in the spirit, in my spiritual language, and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I'm telling you, and I have a friend, praise the Lamb of God, one friend who I know that have experienced this as Pastor Terrell. I'm going to try to contact her and bring on the show, praise the Lamb of God, in Chicago, that her and I both was experiencing this ancient Hebraic language, praise the Lamb of God, that we would go into that was not our normal language in the spirit. Once you've been in this long enough, you will understand, praise the Lamb of God, that when you're in tongues, you're speaking a language. It's an unknown language, but it's a language. And, of course, your natural ear hears the language, praise the Lamb of God, of your dialect that you're speaking in. Praise the Lamb. We really took notice of a change in tongue in this deep worship area, praise the Lamb of God, that resulted in, after we would finish this language, that the Lord would speak to us. We both noticed that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This just happened to me again. I hadn't experienced it in years. And it just happened to me, praise the Lamb of God, a few days ago, when I was on the telephone praying with my friend. We were praying together, and I went into this tongue. And when I finished it, the prophetic word just bubbled out of me, praise the Lord, flowing like a river. People of God, there is a place in God for you, praise the Lamb of God, where you can receive prophetic revelation, praise the Lamb of God, through your tongue. Let me again apologize about, you know, the mic that I'm using today. My other mic is being worked on. Praise the Lord, it'll be back operable tomorrow, which may be distorting my voice just a little bit. Praise the Lamb of God, than the norm. So I just want to tell you all that. However, praise the Lamb of God, this conversation that we're on is vital to us as prophetic people, because you want, praise the Lamb of God, to get all you can from God. Hallelujah. You want to get into the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God, and soak in his presence, hallelujah, as we call it, to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that you get a response from God. Praying is one thing. Trusting that God heard your prayer and that he's going to move on behalf of what you pray is another thing. But getting a response from God, hallelujah, is a totally different thing. That when God responds to your voice, and no prophetic person, praise the Lamb of God, should be satisfied with just sensing, feeling, impressions, dreams, and visions, and God is not responding to your voice, praise the Lamb. I think I'm saying something here to you today, praise the Lamb of God, that he's not responding to your voice. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
That you cannot hear God respond to you through your prayers and by your prayer. It's because you're falling short of the intimacy with him.
Yes,
something
God.
Is lacking. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you need to press into that place so that you can receive the fullness, praise the Lamb of God, of the relationship between the Father and yourself. You want to be into that place, praise the Lamb of God, that you receive the fullness, hallelujah, of the relationship of father and daughter, of father and son should be on talking terms, praise the Lamb of God. I say it all the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has condescended to us, Bertha. He has come down to where we are.
Yes,
now,
he has.
It's not God's fault that we refuse to rise up to where he is.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, Lifebook. If he has condescended and come down to where we are and gave us his spirit, which causes us to be able to gain access, we have our communication lines connected. Everything in us says, praise the Lamb of God, this should be optimal and working. But we refuse to find out how to work it.
Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus.
And God is calling us to this. The Lord is saying, I want to talk to my children. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want to talk to them the way I want to talk to them in the condition I want them in.
Yes, God. Yes,
you
got
to remember that, brothers and sisters, that you are alien to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That we had fallen from our state that he just show up and go to talking. Adam messed that up for us. So now we got to find God afresh.
Yes,
we got to find God afresh. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm proud to say I found him afresh.
Oh, thank you.
I'm happy to say that, brother and sister. I have found him afresh. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We was in Chicago and we were in a this luncheon meeting, praise the Lamb, with these pastors that's connecting with us for our November event of the gathering there in Chicago on November 6th, 7th, and 8th. For our listeners, praise the Lord, at the Oak Brook Doubletree Hotel. And while we were there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, while we were there, I was sharing with them, praise the Lamb of God, some of the things that had happened in my relationship with God that brought me to the place where I am, because I had to show them, praise the Lamb of God, the mission of BSM is. And so I was talking to them, and I shared with them an experience that I had with with Apostle Jones, praise the Lamb of God. And I was sharing how at one time, praise the Lamb of God, I taught him how to get into the presence of God to receive a response from the Lord. And once we did it a couple of times, I led him into the presence of God while I was running revival at his church, and I was showing him, he was asking me how could he wanted to know how to do this thing. I showed him, praise the Lamb of God, and sure enough, he received a response from the Lord. That next following Sunday, he pressed into the presence of the Lord so strong that the Lord spoke to him, praise the Lamb of God, and told him that this Sunday you are going to receive a record high historical offering is coming in. I want to prove myself to you that I'm speaking to you. It happened that Sunday. He has been on a high, praise the Lamb of God, ever since concerning the voice of the Lord and the Lord speaking to him. I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, in my early years, praise the Lamb of God, of accessing God, and being able to hear his voice. When the Lord would tell me something that he was going to do for me, he would back it up with a sign. He would say, now, to show you that I'm speaking to you today, this is going to happen when you go here. Or when you leave the house today, or you're going to get a phone call today, and they're going to invite you to here. And everything that he told me would happen. Then it stopped. And I asked God one day, I said, and what will be a sign of these things? And the Lord said, you don't need a sign anymore. Trust me. People, that's a development stage that God desires to take you to and through, praise the Lamb of God, in order to perfect the gifts, praise the Lamb of God, that's in you concerning the prophetic. But you must desire, embrace, and pursue. You must desire, embrace, and pursue, praise the Lamb of God, running hard after God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. A man after God's own heart, a woman that's after God's own heart, praise the Lamb of God. Having the heart of God and pursuing the heart of God, praise the Lamb of God. Pursuing his presence, having his presence and pursuing his presence, praise the Lamb of God. Because there's more of him for you to get, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. There's more of him for you to get. And I tell everybody, I'm not going to be satisfied until I'm hid in the cleft of a rock or something. I want that experience. I want to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to come into God's presence. Hallelujah. And he has to put his hand over my face. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lord. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with it, that I want to pursue God on that level. Praise as his servant, as his son, as his bond slave. I see nothing wrong with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I don't want to sit on the plane of idleness. Neither do I want to sit on the plane, praise the Lamb of God, of mediocrity, the plane of complacency. To be satisfied where I am with God, when I know there's greater, when I know there's more of him, hallelujah, and I want more, praise the Lamb of God, I desire more of God, hallelujah, woo, my goodness gracious, I desire more, praise the Lamb of God. How much more do you desire, or are you satisfied where you are? If you're satisfied where you are, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I tell you, life can be very boring where you are. But if you consistently press for more, praise the Lamb of God, consistently pressing for more from your God, from your King, who is your Father, hallelujah. I have not yet been able to go into the treasure house of God, praise the Lamb of God, and view the blessings. He have not yet let me see the holy city but through his word. Some people have had visions of the holy city. I never have. Praise the Lamb of God. I know it's my home. I want to see it. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I'm going to see it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. There's some experiences that I want from God while I'm in this body, while I live on this planet. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want that. I want that, and I'm going to receive it. Hallelujah. Because I'm persistent in pursuing him. Hallelujah. That he can be glorified through me. Ah, my God. What an awesome day it has been. Praise and worship day. Awesome today. Praise God. And I know I gave you some tidbits to help your worship, to help your praise, to help your intimacy and your relationship with God today. People of God, let's not forget, praise the Lamb of God again, our November event, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, our roads are leading to, praise the Lamb of God, the Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook, Illinois. You can go to PSMI, praise the Lamb of God, PSMI, ipraisethelambofgodntl.org, and you can register there for the conference. Classes are listed. You can start choosing your class so that we can place you, praise the Lamb of God. You're able to choose, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 244, praise the Lamb of God, of those classes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you can take and be refreshed and receive the knowledge and the wisdom of the class, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can place that in your process of life and as a prophetic person and grow and develop in that area. Also, praise God, we have anointed speakers that's going to be there with us. Praise the Lamb of God, that you definitely want to share our host pastor, praise the Lamb of God, Pastor Gail Johnson is going to be one of our speakers, praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Michael Runnels will be there with us also. Apostle Jones will be there with us also. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, there are some others. Prophet Malcolm, praise the Lamb of God, him and his wife will be there with us also. Praise the Lamb, my brother. Pastor Pierce out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, praise the Lamb of God. That warrior of warfare prayer will be with us as we're warring for the promises. Again, our dress code is going to be, praise the Lamb of God, camouflage, military, praise the Lamb of God, dress, praise God, as we war for the promises of God. We are warring for the promises, people of God. Hallelujah. We want you there, warring with us for these prophetic promises at the conference. Also, many of you don't have the base materials that I teach out of. You can get them off of our website, praise the Lamb of God, there at psmintl.org. The Prophetic Awareness and Awakening book is there for you. The Call and Burden and Essentially Prayer is there for you. And those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who would like to pre-order now for the following knees autograph book, praise the Lamb of God, sent to you, you can do that today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for your book, hallelujah, of $20. You can get that book, praise the Lamb of God, fall on your knees, hot off the press. You can start placing your orders, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so we can get it out to you. Wait a minute, just 1 second. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The Lord says, praise the Lamb of God, to tell the people that the cloud of his glory will be present. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father, at the gathering. Don't you dare miss it, people of God. Hallelujah. Now, that's a hot word from God right off the press. Somebody's contemplating coming. You better make your way there. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be off the chain. God has promised and just came again, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because of obedience, people, just because I'm obedient to his word, I follow his instructions. This, praise the Lamb of God, conference is not another conference. This is God. He told me to do these things. I'm doing it because of him. I love you. I bless you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Be blessed.
I rejoice 'cause I'm great. potter, I'm the